Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. And today we're going to Mesa, Washington, a
Okay.
small town that's dealing with the aftermath of a pretty devastating fire that wiped out their only grocery store, JC's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
And you might be thinking, a fire, that's awful, but like, what's the big deal? But I think this is about way more than just inconvenience.
Right.
We've got a bunch of news reports about the fire.
Right.
And we're going to try to figure out why this event is really shaking up the community and even beyond.
Yeah, you know what's really interesting here is how this fire just kind of shows how fragile these rural communities can be. I mean, we talk about food deserts and cities, but this just shows how hard it can be to get basic stuff in small towns too.
Yeah, absolutely. And this fire happened right before Christmas,
Oh, geez.
December 16th, a little after 9 p.m.
Okay.
And the reports are pretty grim. The building's completely gone.
Yeah.
One firefighter even said, everything that didn't burn melted.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, just paints a picture of how bad this fire was.
Yeah. Really puts it in perspective.
But, like, beyond the actual damage, can you imagine what the owner, Jay's, going through? I
Yeah.
mean, his whole life's work just up in smoke.
It's got to be tough to wrap your head around that kind of loss.
It really is. And the reports say he's not up for talking publicly yet,
Yeah.
which makes me think about just how hard this is on small business owners. I mean, it's not just rebuilding a store, it's rebuilding your life.
Right, and starting over in a small town like that, I mean, where do you even begin? You've got insurance and finding people to help you rebuild, and all on top of dealing with losing everything.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then you think about all the people in town who depended on JC's.
Right.
One of the reports mentioned a woman, Peggy Hamilton. She went to the post office and was just totally floored that the store was gone.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It just hits you that something as simple as going to the store is going to be a huge pain for who knows how long.
We're such creatures of habit.
Yeah.
You know, having that routine disrupted, it really messes with your sense of security and well-being.
Exactly. And in this case, it's not just like missing your favorite coffee shop. It's about people being able to get what they need to live.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's another woman, Victoria Pence. She's worried about her elderly mother, who really relied on JC's for quick trips.
Oh, yeah.
This fire just throws everything off, and you have to think about the people who can't just drive to the next town over.
This kind of brings up the whole issue of fairness in rural communities, right? Like, can everyone afford to drive further for groceries? Do they have the time? This fire forces us to look past the immediate tragedy and consider the long-term impacts.
You're right, and it wasn't just people in Mesa either.
Oh, really?
There's this guy, Pedro Solorio. He lives in Altopia, but he would stop at JC's whenever he was in town. Shows you that this store was important to a whole bunch of people.
So it was more than just a store, then it was like a community center, a landmark.
Yeah, and now that's gone. It's like a piece of the community is missing.
It makes you realize how much we depend on these local places.
It really does. So we've got a devastated owner, a community struggling to cope, and a long road to recovery ahead.
Yeah.
But something that stood out in the reports was the amazing response from the neighboring fire departments.
Oh, yeah.
Franklin County Fire Districts 1 and 4, the City of Connell Fire Department, even the Franklin County Hospital District was on standby.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
It really shows how these communities come together in times of need.
Yeah, you don't see that everywhere.
And it wasn't just duty either. The fire chief, Eric Malzeth, mentioned that they go to that store all the time.
Oh, wow. So they knew the place.
Yeah, so it wasn't just fighting a fire. It was about saving a place that meant something to them and the whole community.
Yeah, that really says something about how important places like JC's are.
It does.
It's not just a building, it's part of the fabric of the town.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really does highlight how important these local businesses are. I mean, not just for the economy, but for the whole community, you know?
Exactly. And speaking of rebuilding, what about all the people who depended on JC's? I mean, what happens to them now?
Right.
Doesn't seem like things are going to be easy anytime soon. Sergeant Joshua Dennis from the Franklin County Sheriff's Office said the store is probably too damaged to reopen in the near future.
That's rough, especially with the holidays just happening.
Yeah.
But it makes you wonder about the long-term recovery. I mean, it's one thing to rebuild the store itself, but how do you get back to normal? How do you deal with the economic impact?
Yeah, this isn't just about driving a little further for groceries.
Right.
It's about people being able to get what they need. And what about the people who work there? They don't have jobs now, especially during the holidays. This fire really caused a chain reaction of problems.
It really shows how something that seems isolated can have a huge impact. This fire's got people talking about food security, economic resilience, and how important support systems are in rural areas.
So let's talk about those support systems. What can help a town like Mesa recover from something like this? I'm thinking insurance, but also community initiatives.
Yeah, insurance is definitely important, but it's not the whole story.
Right.
Even with insurance, there are always things that aren't covered, and the whole process can take forever. And imagine dealing with all that while you're still trying to cope with losing your business.
That's where the community really needs to step up.
Exactly.
We saw how the fire departments came together.
Yeah.
But that spirit needs to keep going. Mm-hmm. We need fundraisers, maybe temporary places where people can get food, maybe even help with the insurance companies and all the paperwork for rebuilding.
And that's where you see how strong small towns can be.
Yeah.
Neighbors, helping neighbors, local groups, stepping up, people coming up with creative solutions because they all want to rebuild together.
You know, the news reports didn't really talk much about fire prevention or building codes in rural areas. Makes me wonder if there are lessons to be learned here, not just for Mesa, but for other small towns that might be vulnerable.
That's a good point. We always focus on what happens after, but what about preventing these things in the first place? Are there fire hazards in grocery stores that we could be doing more about? Are building codes in rural areas strict enough? These are questions we need to think about.
It's a reminder that fire safety isn't just about smoke detectors. It's about knowing the risks for different types of businesses and having a plan.
Exactly. And that goes for individual businesses and the whole community.
We can't always stop disasters from happening, but we can learn from them and try to minimize the damage.
Absolutely. This fire, as awful as it is, could be a wake-up call for people to talk about fire safety and being prepared in rural areas.
It also shows how important it is to support local businesses, not just when something bad happens, but all the time.
Right.
These businesses are the heart of small towns. They provide jobs and services, but they also give the town a sense of community and identity.
And they can't bounce back without support from the community.
When you shop local, you're not just buying something. You're investing in your town and your neighbors. So as we think about this fire in Mesa, it's important to do more than just feel bad about it. This event should make us look deeper, consider the bigger issues, and ask ourselves how we can help build stronger communities.
It's about getting involved, not just watching from the sidelines. What can we learn from this? How can we support the people affected? How can we push for policies and practices that make communities safer and better?
Wow. This has been a real eye-opener, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to just see a headline about a fire in some small town and not think much of it.
Yeah.
But I think we've really gotten a sense of how much this affects people.
Yeah.
You know, things you wouldn't necessarily think about at first.
And I think one of the biggest takeaways here is just how fragile things are in rural areas. I mean, when a town loses its only grocery store, it's a huge deal.
It is.
It really throws a wrench in everyone's lives, especially people who can't get around easily or who are struggling financially.
Yeah, it really makes you see how connected everything is in a small town.
Yeah.
JC's wasn't just a place to shop. It was a place where people would meet, and it was part of what made the town unique.
Yeah.
And when something like this happens, it throws everything off.
It really does. And those disruptions can have lasting effects, you know?
Yeah.
Economic problems, social isolation. It's a reminder that having access to basic necessities like food isn't always a guarantee, even in a country like ours.
This fire has really made me think about some things. Like, what can we do to help the owner and the community? I mean, it's obvious they're going to need more than just good thoughts to get through this.
Oh, absolutely. And that help has to come from different places.
Right.
We're talking about money, of course, but also practical support. Maybe organizing volunteers to clean up the mess or setting up a temporary farmer's market so people can still get fresh food. Maybe even helping Jay with all the insurance stuff and the permits to rebuild.
This has also made me think about the role of local government and community groups in preparing for and recovering from disasters.
Yeah.
Like, are there things in place to help businesses like JC's get back on their feet? Are there resources for people who suddenly don't have easy access to food?
Those are really important questions. This fire showed how vulnerable rural communities are, and it's a wake-up call for everyone, you know, policymakers, community leaders, even just everyday people, to think about how we can make things more resilient. I like that, you know, sometimes tragedy forces us to reevaluate things and come up with new ideas.
Yeah.
This could be a chance for Mesa to not just rebuild, but to create something even better and stronger.
Well, as we wrap up this deep dive into the JC's Mesa grocery fire, I want to leave you with one last thought.
Yeah.
This isn't just about a fire in a small town.
Yeah.
This is a story about resilience, about community, about how important it is to support the businesses that make our town special.
And it's a reminder that even when something terrible happens, there's always hope for things to get better. The road ahead for Mesa will be tough, but with the community spirit and some smart help and new ideas, they can build a better future.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it gave you something to think about.
Yes, thank you.
And remember, even small actions can make a difference. Whether it's shopping locally, volunteering in your community, or just staying informed about the challenges facing rural America, we can all do our part to build a stronger and fairer future for everyone.